Good evening once again. I just want to thank all of you for coming to learn. The past 2 weeks, we began a conversation about tshuva. The first week, we spoke about tshuva being adam lamakom, about how the idea of tshuva is that we return to the Ribono Shel Olam, we connect ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. The next week, we spoke about tshuva being adam lachavero, about how I do tshuva and I connect with my friends, with those who I have become distant from over the year. I ask mechila, etc. And this week I want to talk about the most challenging and hard to understand aspect of tshuva, but it's actually the aspect of tshuva that I believe is the most far-reaching. And that is what we call the tshuva bein adam la'atzmo. That's the idea of doing tshuva to return to myself, the tshuva to go back to who I really am. You know, usually when we study tshuva, it's traditional that we study the works of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, of course, wrote the famous Shari Tshuva, which goes through all of the proper ways of doing tshuva, all the things that can prevent one from doing tshuva, all of the things that a person has to look at to make sure that he or she is properly doing tshuva. And that's certainly the most famous work that Rabbeinu Yonah has about tshuva. But there's another work that Rabbeinu Yonah wrote, which is less famous. In fact, it wasn't published until the year 1970, and it was published by Rabbi Yamin Zober, who was just nifter a few years ago. And that sefer that Rabbeinu Yonah wrote is called the Sha'ar HaAvoda. And in the Sha'ar HaAvoda, he begins. And let me quote for you. HaPesach HaRishon hu, sheyeda ha'odam ha'oved erech atzmo, v'yakir ma'aloso u'malos avosov, v'gadlusom v'chashivusom etzo habor yisparech, etc. The first thing, HaPesach HaRishon, the first thing that a person needs to do when he's doing tshuva is a person should know his or her own value. Sheyakir erech atzmo. Yakir ma'aloso, ma'alos avosov, recognize his talents, the talents of his ancestors, his forebearers, her forebearers, etc. V'yischazek tomid lahamur atmo b'maylahahi. And you always have to try to stand at that level. Meaning, says Rabbeinu Yonah, when I begin the tshuva process, I have to first recognize the talents, the capabilities that I have, those talents and capabilities that came from my parents, my ancestors, and try to remain at that level. That is what we would call tshuva 1.0, recognizing where you're coming from, recognizing who you are. You know, in Alice in the Wonderland, so there's a famous line from the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter says that if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. My application of the Mad Hatter to tshuva is that if you don't know where you're coming from, you'll never get back to where you left. If you don't know your source, you don't know who you really are, where you're coming from, so no road will ever take you back. Tshuva is going to be impossible. So when I talk about doing tshuva bein odom la'atzmo, I talk about doing tshuva myself, what I'm really talking about to some extent is figuring out who am I? This is the existential question. Who am I? Now, when I think about who am I have to think about me, myself, the individual, not in the context of others, not in the context of the world I live in, or even the decisions I've made over time. Who am I at my core? That's the question. That's the question. Each of us is different. You know, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Ches talks about when a person sees a large group, a large assemblage of Jews, the person recites a bracha, Baruch Chacham HaRozim. That's the bracha that you recite. And Zot the Gemara, the language of the Gemara is sometimes appropriated differently. The Gemara says she'ein daitam dome zelaze, ve'ein partzufehim domin zelaze. We have different da'as, just like we have different faces. My face is not the same as yours. You take 600,000 people, there'll be 600,000 different faces. And also, datum is eno dome zalaze. The das. What's das? It means thought processes, the way we think. But in Rambam speak, by the way, it's not the most popular dictionary in the world, but the Rambam speak says that the word das is what we call midos. Ein daitam domen zolaze means that we all have different midos, different talents, different qualities. We are all a mixture of various amounts of composure and various amounts of just losing ourselves. We are all mixtures of amounts of generosity and amounts of being very holding on to our money, being stingy. We are all mixtures of all of these things that we usually call midos. But for the Rambam, these ideas are discussed in the section called Hilchos Deos. The Rambam is focused on what I think more than what I do. So when I look at myself, I look at my core, I want to figure out, who am I? What are my thought processes? What are my midos? What are the things that I think about, my talents, my qualities, my capabilities? What are these things that I have, these things that make me unique, make me different from everybody else? You know, the Rambam tells us in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, Al tomar she'ein tshuva ela me'avira she'yesh be'maisa, kigon znus v'gezel geneva. Don't say that tshuva is only for averos that you do. A person steals, a person engages in arayos. Don't say that's the only type of tshuva. Rather, says the Rambam, kishem she'tzarech adam loshuv me'elu, Zok the Rambam, just like you have to do tshuva from averus, you have to be mechapes b'deos ra'os. You have to investigate yourself and see what are the thoughts that I have which are not appropriate. The thoughts that I have, the character traits that are not refined, that are not ideal. That's what a person has to think about. But the expression that the Rambam uses is the expression of lechapes. Lechapes, I think, means that you have to do a thorough investigation. Think carefully about who am I? What are the things that make me tick? Both in the positive sense, what are the talents and qualities that I have? And in the negative sense, what are the things that kind of set me off? Get to the root of it. You have to be mechapes. You know, now we're in the time, I don't know about you, but I'm tired. I'm tired because I'm waking up much earlier in the morning than I usually do, or at least half an hour earlier, to say slichos. And the source of saying slichos, it comes from, there are many sources, but the Yalkut Shimoni has a famous line. The Yalkut Shimoni writes that by all the karbonos of every yontif, the Torah writes, v'hikravtem, you'll sacrifice, you'll bring the carbon. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Torah's expression is, v'asisem olah, you should make an olah. And the Yalkut Shimoni has a comment that on Rosh Hashanah, we ourselves become a carbon. And the halacha is that when I bring a carbon, I have to take that animal and I have to look at that animal carefully, very carefully, for 4 days before I bring the carbon. Every day I have to be mechapes. I have to investigate that animal. It's a halacha called bikur. Bikur dalag yamim. We know this from Mishkul Ukechu Lachem, right? The pasuk tells us on the 10th day of Nisan, they would take that little shepsela, that little sheep, they tied it to their bed, and they would look at it each day for 4 days. And that's the source of saying Slichas for a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because when I say Slichas, what I'm doing is I am investigating myself. Like the Rambam uses that expression, L'chapeis b'deos, I'm investigating my thoughts. And the Halacha would call that Bikur. If I'm going to be a carbon, I have to investigate myself. I have to look at myself. The Halacha is that if a person shachs a carbon on a Shabbos and does not do Bikur, even if that carbon ends up being a tam, that carbon is a perfect carbon, there's no mumen on the carbon, no problems whatsoever, you're still a Mechal Shabbos. Because without Bikur, without investigation, you might hit it, you might hit the nail on the head, you might have all the proper character traits, but without investigating it, without looking at it carefully, you're a puzzle carbon. That's the Halacha. That's the Halacha. So I say Slichas to fulfill this idea of Yasu Lefanai Kaseidah Hazeh. I look at the midos of the Rabbona Shel Olam, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, Chanon, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed. I say it time and time again until I get to the crescendo of Ne'ila, that basically all I'm doing is I'm saying Yugil Midos HaRachamim. That's what it's about. But the idea isn't just focusing on Hashem's midos. The idea is to focus on me. Who am I? Am I living up to those midos of Hashem? Am I living up to my talents, my capabilities, those talents and capabilities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us? Each of us is different. We all have certain things that are great, certain things that are less than great, but I'm different than you are, like we mentioned before from the Gemara in Brachos. And the Mesilas Yesharim, right at the beginning in Perek Aleph, the Mesilas Yesharim makes this point. The Mesilas Yesharim tells us that Yisod HaChasidus V'Shoresh HaAvodah HaTamima Shenisbarer V'Yisames Eitzel HaAdam Machol Vaso Ba'Olamo. The basis of Chasidus, the basis of this ideal that we're striving for to become a Chasid, not in the anti-misnagdic sense, but to become a chassid in the sense of a genuinely pious individual. That idea is that a person has to figure out macho vaso ba'olamo. What is my responsibility in my world? My responsibility is different than yours. Even if we live in the same, we inhabit the same space at the same time, I'm different than you are. Macho vaso ba'olamo. But that word chova has a double meaning. The word chova means an obligation, but it also means a debt. The obligation is that based on the talents that I have obligations to fulfill those talents. But the debt means that if I did not fulfill those talents, those capabilities that were given to me, so then I owe you. I owe the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm a debtor. Macho vaso ba'olamo. I was given something and I have to give it back. There's a debt that's created. Our challenge, the tshuva ben adam la'atzmo, involves, like Rabbeinu Yonah said in that Shar HaAvodah, figuring out who I am, figuring out what makes me special and unique. No, we're not talking about the melting pot idea. We're talking about an idea that's very common in our world, which is all about identity. But how do I define myself? What makes me special? And after I figure out what makes me special, I also have to figure out the responsibilities that that places on me. Macho vaso ba'olamo. You know, Reb Shraga Faivo Mendelovich was the founder of the Rosh Hashiva of Torah V'Das. And Shraga Faivo used to explain, that the tefillah that we say in Zichronos, אתה זוכר מעשה ידם ופקי כיצור יקדם. There's zochronos, there's remembering, and there's upokate. It's like the same thing. It's also remembering. What's the difference between the two? So Shraga Fiver used to say, no, upokate kol yitzur kedem means that we each have a tafkid. We each have a purpose. We each have a task, something that we are supposed to accomplish with this unique set of capabilities, qualities, talents that we have. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we stand being judged before Man Rosh Hashanah, we are judged not only on our mitzvahs and on our averus, but we're judged based on who I am and what should I be accomplishing based on who I am. Ufokeid kol yitzurei kedem. What's my tafkid? What's my purpose? Am I meeting that purpose? Am I taking these talents that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me and using them appropriately or not? There's a frightening medrash. The psukim tell us about how there is a fellow named Navos. And this fellow, Navos, is basically set up. He's set up and these false witnesses come and they testify about him. And the psukim basically tell us that Navos is put to death. And the Midrashim ask, what did Navos do that he was put to death? How come Yizevel gives this whole strange story to get Navos put to death? What did he do bad? Zok the Medrash, Navos had a talent. He was a singer. And when the Jews used to go up to be Ola L'Regel, the Jews would sometimes hear Navos singing and they'd hear his beautiful melodies and they'd all join in. They would all go. But one year, Navos decided not to be Ola L'Regel. The Pasuk says, that no one will desire your land when you go up. Navos didn't go up, and therefore Achav wanted his land. But what Navos did wrong is that he had this talent. He's a singer, and he's not using that talent. Or he's not using that talent to bring people closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our challenge is to take our talent that we have and to use it. To use it properly, to use it to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. On the first Rosh Hashanah in history, Adam HaRishon is hiding from the Ribbono Shel Olam in Gan Eden. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to him, Ayeka, where are you, Adam? He's hiding. Adam HaRishon knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him tremendous talent, but he's mischabe b'toch hagan. He doesn't want to use those talents. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ayeka, where are you? We can't hide from the talents that we have. What we have to do is utilize them. We have to be able to respond the same way Avraham Avinu responded also on the Rosh Hashanah, Hineni. This is who I am. I'm here. I'm ready to take those talents that you gave me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and use them to serve you. So we're all unique. Each of us has a different peckle, a different bag of talents, of capabilities. And our judgment on Rosh Hashanah is going to be not only on whether we acted properly or improperly, not only on our actions, but more importantly on our deos. More importantly, whether we took those thoughts that we have, those capabilities that we had, and used them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Are we meeting our tafkid? That's the challenge that we have. So we're all unique. But acharei kechlos hakol, we're also all the same. Whatever peckle of talents I have come from the same place that your talents come from. Elokai neshama shana satabi tahoirahi. Every day in davening we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me a neshama. It's pure. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can't be impure. Ata nafachtabi. You put it into me. Humans were created. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew some breath into Adam, and that what created Adam HaRishon. On Rosh Hashanah, we go the other way. Hashem blew into us, and we blow we blow the shofar. The expression, the Zohar, is man denofach mitoichei nofach. When you blow from your insides. The job that we have on the Rosh Hashanah, the job that we have coming after a slichos, when we've investigated ourselves and we find our unique strengths and capabilities, but we also have to recognize that all of these unique strengths and capabilities come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I'm no better than you are. You're no better than I am. Everything comes from the same place. It all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then what I do is I blow the shofar. And I blow the shofar. I take my talent and I blow. Madinafach mitochei nafach. You blow from the inside, from the koiches that you have inside your neshama, you blow out. And you take that neshama the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you and you say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here it is. I'm going to do your service. I'm going to act to the best of my ability based on the kolchos that you gave me. No, the Gemara says, Rabbi Mital used to quote this, that if I put one shofar into another shofar and you blow, so im kol pnimi shama, if you hear the sound of the inner one, then you fulfill the mitzvah shofar. But if you hear the sound of the outer one, you don't get the mitzvah. Im kol pnimi, if the sound comes out from the tochei nafach, if the kochos that I bring come from the Ribbono Shel Olam's neshama that he gave me and I blow back, I give over my neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I say I'm going to serve you with all of my kochos to the best of my ability. It comes from kol pnimi. It's not from the outside, but it's the kochos that I have in the inside. So then I fulfill the mitzvah of shofar. The challenge that we have on the Rosh Hashanah, the challenge now of slichos, is a challenge to figure out who I am. If I want to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam properly, if I want to do tshuva, I have to first know where I came from. I came from that place, from my parents. I have unique talents, etc. But when you get beneath that, I come from my own neshama. My neshama, which is a chelak eloka mimal. And my responsibility is to take my unique talents, my unique characteristics, to recognize that they came from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and in that way, I return to myself. When I realize that whatever I am is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the way I return to who I should be. So we're preparing to do Yasu Lefanai Kaseder Hazeh. We're saying Slichas, we're preparing for Rosh Hashanah. We have to focus on that neshama that we have inside of us, that neshama that's pure, that's a chelak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that animates us and gives us our unique characteristics, but at the same time is the same as you have and everyone else has. So I thank you for listening, and we should all be zocha to a good kebengshtiar, aksir v'chassima tova. We should be inscribed into the sefer chayim tovim, aruchim shalom. Should be a year just of only good things. Yashikaya, thank you for listening.